Hey, everybody. Thanks to Charlie Kirk Show. COVID is coming back, whether you want it or not. Dr. Ladapo, the Surgeon General of Florida, joins us. As always, you can email me directly. I love hearing from you. freedom@charliekirk.com. That's freedom@charliekirk.com. Subscribe to our podcast. Open up your podcast app and type in Charlie Kirk Show. That's Charlie Kirk Show by opening up your podcast application. Join and become a member today. Members.charliekirk.com. That is members.charliekirk.com. I love hearing from you. And again, you can email me freedom@charliekirk.com. That is freedom@charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. In the last 48 hours, there is a plan that is unfolding. This is orchestrated. This is centralized. This is coordinated. Rutgers University will still require the COVID vaccine and require masks for all indoor classes. Atlanta College to require COVID-19 masks as students required a city. Hollywood requiring masks for all indoor production. Over 100 plus universities are following suit like that. We have an email from a doctor's office where a mass warning has gone out to all medical facilities to start masking up because COVID is coming back, everybody. The Biden regime is buying up COVID supplies. In fact, when I was getting dinner yesterday at the grocery store, out of nowhere, masks prominently displayed at the checkout counter. Wasn't like that 2 months ago, 3 months ago. Boom! Why would this grocery store out of nowhere have masks? The memo has been sent out. They are going to try to lock down the country again. And this is about control. It's partially about profit, partially about fear. COVID is making a comeback, but did the COVIDian tyranny actually ever go away? Instead, it basically merely took a water break. This is about breaking your spirit. While the conservative movement feels overwhelmed right now with the indictments and Donald Trump facing 600 years in prison and every possible conservative that has been investigated or indicted, now they're going to try to lock you down again just in time for the election. Play cut five.
COVID is making a comeback this summer, so many of us would like to leave it in the past, but cases are once again on the rise. So when will new booster shots roll out?
What's behind this uptick in COVID that we're seeing?
The main driver of this is a variant that's relatively newer to the scene, EG5. It's easier to give and get, so that makes it kind of easier to pass along.
The new COVID booster is expected to be approved by the FDA, and then we will make recommendations from the CDC probably by the second or third week of September.
Will it protect against this new strain?
Yes. The booster is tailored to what we are seeing circulating now. We likely will see this as an annual COVID shot, just like the flu shot.
These people are such liars. They should have said, well, why wasn't the first vaccine effective? Why wasn't the second booster effective? Why wasn't the third booster effective? Why wasn't the fourth booster effective? Pfizer stock is down 23% since last year. Maybe they're trying to get back into the game to try to make profits. It is happening, everybody. They're going to try to continue to mask your kids. They're going to try to lock down and probably even do school closures. But you think about it, for their desired objectives, which is to take over the entire country and to refound the country, to create a Marxist-type revolution, which has not stopped, 15 days or so the spread to now, it has not stopped. Many of you might have thought COVID is over. No. We're just simply at halftime. They're bringing it back, and this is so orchestrated. Every news network, campuses, medical facilities, grocery stores, public transit. The talking points are out. We are in late August, And they are winding up everybody because they want to try to go spend trillions of dollars that we don't have. They want to try to get more mass mail-in ballots. They want to try to keep you in a position of fear. They are more powerful when there is a crisis. And quite honestly, they haven't had a good crisis lately. Fear is necessary for an illegitimate regime. This regime is illegitimate. The administrative state is desiring the mandate to keep on taking your liberty and your freedom from you. They need it. They need more emergency use authorizations. A tyrant requires rolling crises. CNN.com. It may be time to break out the masks against COVID. This is not by mistake. The same way that all these articles came out on Monday, ex nihilo, out of nowhere, to say Donald Trump can't be president. We no longer need elections. We need to get rid of elections. And then 2 days later, after they've been telling us that we do not need an election, that elections are bad for democracy, that Americans vote too much, that Donald Trump should not be allowed on the ballot, 2 days later, we have the entire media in harmony and policies on campuses and other places saying lockdowns are coming because COVID is roaring. And do you notice they're only talking about vaccines? Not a single reporter says, wait, how about prevention? How about telling people to stop being fat? How about telling people to get their vitamin D levels up, eating better, getting rest, or even better than all of that? If you don't even want to talk about that, if you don't want to talk about obesity or exercise, vitamins, supplementation, how about early treatments? How about treatments that might be able to help you fight COVID? No, we can't say that. With every other virus out there, we try to find treatments, but not with COVID. They want you to have the vaccine because that is the most lucrative, the most profitable of all possible things at their disposal. Play cut 47.
But I think a lot of people think, oh, we were in this bunker during the pandemic. Yes. It's going to go away when I come out. And unfortunately, it is still there. So just because you think you're done with COVID doesn't mean that virus is not still circulating.
Letting our guard down how?
Well, we're not masking as much, for example, in public transportation. So on the plane,
I'm not
on
masking
the subway,
anymore. Should we?
Well, if you're in a crowded indoor public space, you might want to in certain situations, particularly as we go into the fall winter season.
Is that passes journalism now? Should we mask? Should we? Says the neurotic freak on whatever network that is. Dr. Grunder plays right into it. Scott Gottlieb, who should be investigated for peddling this mRNA gene-altering shot from the beginning. Oh, yeah, vaccines are coming out. And just people are accepting this. It's amazing to see. It's amazing to see the ignorance of some Americans that are putting up with this. It's not giving me hope, I'll be honest. Play cut 56.
There is a booster shot that I know Pfizer has talked about coming to market soon. It's still not available. When do we expect it, and does it protect against these variants?
Right. So by the time these are out in September, consumers will know how well it covers that new variant. We'll also probably know whether or not it's spreading.
And Moderna has one, and perhaps
and Pfizer.
Others.
And Novavax as well.
Do you have people from the tobacco companies go on and talk about how great smoking is? This is not objective analysis. This guy is a Pfizer board member. This is a Pfizer salesman who is deployed to go on these cable talk shows. Oh, yeah, we're going to have a vaccine. We're going to have a vaccine. Is there anyone out there that made it took every single one of these booster vaccines and says, maybe they're lying to us. Maybe they just want my money. Maybe they just want to take over your self-sovereignty and your body. But it was so interesting because COVID actually never went away. And I told you this last week, and it was so telling. When I went to Seattle last weekend and I had dinner, they were all wearing masks. For some pockets of America, they've never, ever gone past the full panic. Tyrants need a panic. Tyrants need a crisis. And they are peddling this super hard out of nowhere because it's centralized, it's controlled. Play cut 53.
And social distance. Public health experts in Seattle are calling for a return to mask mandates in all healthcare facilities. And in California, major Hollywood studio Lionsgate is once again demanding COVID tests and masks in their offices. This is the Biden administration is urging Americans to get another COVID booster shot before the fall.
Sadly, there is a crisis. Maui burned. We don't even know how many kids are missing or how many people are dead. But that crisis doesn't make Joe Biden more powerful. That crisis doesn't make the regime more powerful. You know, Maui, they kind of shrug their shoulders. But when it comes to COVID, it's how they take over the country. They are going to try to mask you, your kids, lock down your schools, and force vaccines on you. Are you going to comply? Hey, everybody, Charlie Kirk here. We are saving babies with preborn by providing free ultrasounds. When you introduce a girl to her baby by providing an ultrasound, you're giving her the truth at the most important time in her life. And more than 85% of the time when she sees the baby and hears the baby's heartbeat, she will choose life. The voices that call themselves pro-choice are loud and proud, and they are everywhere. It might feel like an uphill battle, but there is no better fight to fight than with the truth of an ultrasound. $140 gives five mothers a free ultrasound and saves babies. $280 can save 10 babies. For just $28 a month, you can save a baby a month for less than a dollar a day. And $15,000 gift will provide an ultrasound machine that will save lives for years to come. Whether you want to save one baby or five or hundreds, that opportunity is just a phone call or click away. I'm a donor to Preborn, and you should be too. Call 833-850-BABY. That is 833-850-2229. Or go to preborn.org/Kirk. If you want to save one baby or five or hundreds, the opportunity is just right there. Go to preborn.org/Kirk. Cases, not deaths, cases. By the way, we never got clarity on testing and all this. And by the way, this is what happens when you don't lock your prisoners and, you know, the people in prison. Anthony Fauci should be in Gitmo. He's not. He's making more money than ever before. Let's play another piece of tape. Play cut 48.
The people who are ending up in the hospital or in the ER, there are two particular age groups. You have infants 0 to 1, who we know are very under-vaccinated. Less than 5% of those are vaccinated. And then people over 75, even if you have previously been vaccinated, that group really is at higher risk and needs to be boosted.
All right, I'm going to call BS. There is no way it's infants 0 to 1 that are getting hospitalized with COVID. Maybe with RSV, maybe with underlying health conditions. That is a crock of crap. No way. You know how you know it's not true? You would have parents starting to speak out massively, just anecdotally, if that was really leading the charge. We'll play another piece of tape here. But it just keeps going and going and going. Why are they doing this? They're doing this in time for the midterm election. They're doing this in time for mass mail-in ballots. We have to make sure we are very clear. You are not going to wear a mask under any circumstances. You will not comply. And many of you say, oh yeah, well, will you wear a mask then if it's your favorite restaurant? Will you wear a mask then if you have to fly cross-country in American Airlines? Will you wear a mask if it means that you might have to say no, you're not going to go to your favorite place? I proudly did not take the mRNA shot. And I remember being in New York, I couldn't go into certain restaurants. I remember in Chicago, I couldn't go into certain restaurants. I remember in LA, I couldn't go into certain places. Did not care. Could not care less. I know so many people, they said, oh, I got the shot, it's no big deal. Now they have myocarditis, pericarditis. Probably no correlation, obviously. Myocarditis probably came from, you know, something they ate. But just so happens they got the vaccine and they got it. It was perhaps bad oysters or something. Aristotle famously said that tyrants want to make people unfamiliar with one another. They want to try to divide the nation, and no better way to divide the nation than have a cloth mask on. Create separation, create distance. Ian from the wonderful Tim Cash Show, usually an understated Eastern Buddhist type, he's getting fired up. I think he speaks for everybody. Play cut 70.
If in those situations, maybe, because that is the recipe to destroy your country, is to shut it down. Mm-hmm. Don't do that again. And don't make people put fucking dirty masks on.
Nice.
I'm sick of it, man. I'm fucking sick of it. I will not do it again. Thank you.
I wonder how many people feel exactly the same way.
I feel exactly the same way. We're not going to put up with this garbage. We're not going to do it. These politicians are illegitimate. J.B. Pritzker, Phil Murphy, Gavin Newsom, Kathy Hochul, Gretchen Whitmer, they are losing popular support, and they think by scaring you and coming in as the savior to offer all of this wonderful COVID supplies or whatever, they are going to make themselves permanently more powerful. I am done with this garbage. Never again are we doing it. And instead of any sort of conversation on early treatments, instead of any conversation, they were pushing vaccines again. And how many of these criminals have gone to jail? Zero. How many of these fraudsters have gone to jail? Zero. Not a single one of them. For elderly people that had to die alone on ventilators that were hurting them, doesn't matter. Not given early treatments, doesn't matter. Not even talking about vitamin D, doesn't matter. Kids that committed suicide because of the lockdowns, they don't care. Because the left doesn't care about humanity. They never have. They want to reduce the population. They've never cared about the soul of the civilization. So lockdowns for them are wonderful. They hate you. They despise you. They have contempt for you. And I'm telling you, we need a preemptive citizen-wide revolt where we have middle fingers on both hands up saying, no, no, no. You're not going to mask our kids. You're not going to shut down our schools. You're not going to shut down our restaurants. You're not going to shut down our churches. We're going to remain peaceful, but we are going to be louder than ever and mad as hell if you try to mask us. Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. And like many of you, I'm a busy guy balancing family, show, travel, and TP USA. When I needed a mortgage, I went to my friends Andrew Del Rey and Todd Avakian at Sierra Pacific. They were amazing. And look, I had some complicated stuff. Don't need to go into the details. They handled it personally. Call them if you have an aging family member, for example, that needs some financial relief. Ask them about a reverse mortgage. If you're self-employed and are finding it difficult to qualify because of that, they have my 100% full and complete endorsement. Call them and help you prepare. I'm telling you, anything mortgage related, please call them and not the big woke banks. Go to andrewandtodd.com. That's andrewandtodd.com. Fill out the quick form and they will get back to you with answers. Call them at 888-888-1172, andrewandtodd.com. They're good friends of mine. Full and complete endorsement. If you are a first-time home buyer renting and want to be, they'll call and help you prepare. Check it out, andrewandtodd.com. That is andrewandtodd.com. Fill out the quick form and they'll get you back with answers, andrewandtodd.com. Masks are coming. Lockdowns are coming. And we're getting tons of emails, freedom@charliekirk.com. Charlie, I am not going to comply. I'm not going to comply. Praise God. But also be prepared. Be prepared with the early treatments. Be prepared for how they're going to try to lock down the entire nation. Here's an issue that is close to my heart. We have TPUSA Faith, which is the nation's largest network of pro-freedom, pro-liberty pastors on the front lines educating their congregation on American history, biblical citizenship. It's an amazing thing, tpfaith.com. We have pastor summits. We have one coming up in just a couple weeks. Love the team at TPUSA Faith. We started TPUSA Faith largely because of the worst prediction I ever made on podcasting, where I looked into the camera and I said that the American church is not going to put up with these lockdowns. And boy, was I wrong. Will the church start mandating masks again? If you go to a church and they're even wavering, you need to confront that pastor immediately and say, boy, you should not be in the ministry. You should not be in the ministry if you are going to lock down and put masks on your congregation. So you can all play an active role, not just your government leaders. This weekend, you need to go to your pastor and look him in the eye and say, I need a commitment from you that you are not going to mask us, that you will not lock down, and you will stand boldly against the local government tyranny. You need to go to your employer. It's very funny. Don't worry. Turning Point USA will never mask, never has masked, never mandated the vaccine. We defied the government. We proudly defied the government the same way that the midwives did in the beginning of Exodus against tyranny. So many good Christian businesses I know forced the vaccine on their employees. Some of their employees dropped dead. Obviously, had nothing to do with it. They probably ate bad oysters. Some of the churches that I know mandated the vaccine. Some of the churches I know still mandate masks because it's coming back. They are going to push you as far as we let them. That is the iron rule of the lockdowns. Now that it's coming back, now that it has momentum, what are we going to put up with? I'm not going to put up with any of it. This is not a trial run. This is the big one. How many kids committed suicide because of the lockdowns? They don't care. They never have cared about kids. So, Maui, 500 kids dead. Who cares? Put on your mask. Joining us now is Dr. Ladapo from Florida. He does an amazing job. Doctor, thank you for taking time. You are a hero. Remind us how harmful and damaging the lockdowns were. It seems as if they're trying to lock down the country again.
Hey, Charlie. Yeah, the lockdowns were obviously really harmful. I mean, they were devastating to mental health for so many millions of people, both young and old. The young people in particular faced really high burdens because they were in a period of time in their lives where social connection is so important, but we all need it, young and old, and it really harmed everyone. And you're absolutely right that us saying no to them is the most important thing that we can do because they can't get anywhere without our cooperation.
So they're going to try to push masks, it looks like this. And by the way, your book, Transcend Fear, A Blueprint for Mindful Leadership in Public Health, it seems as if our public health officials are still corrupt and have learned nothing. Doctor, how do we properly resist this? I know Florida will not lock down, thankfully, but other states are already planning it. Rutgers University is still, they are mandating vaccines and masks. Atlantic College to require COVID-19 masks. It's coming, Doctor. How do we properly push back against this?
Well, I think you can look at the example of people who have really stood their ground and said that they're not going to budge because, you know, and they're willing to go all the way. Governor DeSantis is an example of that. There are many other examples of that. We did our version of that out there in California, which is how part of how I ended up in this position here as State Surgeon General in Florida. And I think that I encourage everyone to just, you know, stand up for what you believe in and what resonates with your soul and your connection with God. And it's not covering yourself up or making other people cover themselves up, especially considering that there's no good clinical benefit from doing it. I mean, the scientific data is just not there to support it. So I'm hoping people really do say no.
So if that is the case, then doctor, what is driving them to push the boosters despite data that shows that they could actually be harmful? Walk us through some of that data because the regime is pushing it forward with unbelievable ferocity still.
It's crazy, Charlie. And so at this point in the pandemic, early in the pandemic, were they effective at reducing severe illness from COVID? They were for some period of time. That efficacy waned over time. At this point in the pandemic, it's ludicrous to be pushing these vaccines, probably for anyone. And the reason is that there's no good quality evidence that shows that they're benefiting anyone at this point. And the safety risk just keeps getting worse and worse. So now there are multiple studies, for example, that show the boosters are associated with an increased risk of infection over time. So just to be clear, I'm saying that these boosters will increase your risk of contracting COVID after a period of time, according to multiple studies that have been performed in multiple countries. And the cardiac risk just continued to accumulate. A recent study was published from Switzerland that found that, you know, at least 2-3% of people, which is a lot of people when you think about the number of people that are receiving these vaccines, have evidence of cardiac injury. That's not normal. And you shouldn't let anyone convince you that that's okay. That's completely abnormal.
Yeah. So it seems as if this narrative is not getting out. For example, let's just play a piece of tape here where they are saying, take your vaccine, take your vaccine, take your vaccine. And they say the boosters are just going to be just fine. Everything is great. Let's go to cut 49.
There's also a new variant, Eris. What can you tell us about that? And then do we have a booster that we'll have now to help protect us against it?
So Eris is a new variant. It is very closely related to XBB, which is the variant, the most recent variant. The vaccines that are coming out this fall are fine-tuned for XBB and will provide good protection against Eris.
And the vaccines and the boosters are still crucial and key, aren't they?
Well, especially if you're in one of those high risk groups. So people over 75, especially, but the elderly in general, pregnant women, people who are immunocompromised, people who live in nursing homes.
What about the kids?
And kids, a lot of kids haven't even gotten their first round of vaccination. Mm. So kids and infants really need to get their first round to protect them ahead of the fall and winter.
Kids and infants. Doctor, your response.
It's like three shots of loco. That makes no sense. I mean, how is someone who at this point has contracted COVID going to benefit from a new vaccine that is not even proven to help them? It's just insane. I mean, it's totally crazy. I'd love to almost, I think that for people in that position, you just have to separate. You've got to be in the vaccine school and just completely separate from the data school and the what does the scientific evidence say to do school. And that's the school that I'm in, that other doctors are in. It's completely, completely crazy to be recommending these vaccines to low-risk people. That's totally insane.
Yeah, and so, doctor, they say, and do you see any evidence of this? This woman goes on television, and she says, we are seeing a record number of infants 0 to 1 in the hospital with COVID. Do you see any evidence of that?
So we do track the incidence of hospitalizations and the unfortunate outcome of death from COVID in Florida. And what we've seen at this point in the pandemic, and it's been like this for several months now, is that the severe illness is really concentrated, unfortunately, in older people. So it's very rare now to see young people of any age, including infants, becoming severely ill and dying from COVID. It's just so extraordinarily rare at this point, thank goodness. Unfortunately, with older people, that's still an issue, but we're really talking over the 60, 65 year old range, not young people. I mean, it's totally ludicrous. I mean, I've got to wonder what this kind doctor was smoking or drinking to say what she just said on television. It's completely, I mean, it's like a fantasy.
Well, doctor, I want to plug your book. It's Transcend Fear, A Blueprint for Mindful Leadership in Public Health. The foreword by Robert Kennedy Jr. So check it out. Transcend Fear, A Blueprint for Mindful Leadership in Public Health. Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. Don't miss the most inspirational movie of the summer, Briarcliff Entertainment's The Hill, starring Dennis Quaid, in theaters this Friday. The incredible true life story of professional baseball player Ricky Hill. Growing up poor in a small Texas town, young Ricky discovers his extraordinary ability for hitting a baseball. But with leg braces and a degenerative spinal disease, the major leagues were just a dream that could never be. Courageously, he risks it all. Defying his father's wish to follow in his footsteps to become a pastor, Ricky tries out for a major league scout. Pushing hard to overcome his disability, he goes on to become a baseball phenomenon. From the writer of Rudy and Hoosiers, and the writer of The Game Stands Tall, an inspirational story about family, faith, and a baseball miracle. Some dreams are unbreakable. The Hill, starring Dennis Quaid, Colin Ford, and Scott Glenn. Do not miss The Hill, rated PG in theaters this Friday. Get your tickets now. Family friendly, excellent film. It is called The Hill. Get your tickets right now. Okay, I want to play a piece of tape here. Let's play cut 5.
COVID is making a comeback this summer, so many of us would like to leave it in the past, but cases are once again on the rise. So when will new booster shots roll out?
What's behind this uptick in COVID that we're seeing?
The main driver of this is a variant that's relatively newer to the scene, EG5. It's easier to give and get, so that makes it kind of easier to pass along.
The new COVID booster is expected to be approved by the FDA, and then we will make recommendations from the CDC probably by the second or third week of September.
Will it protect against this new strain?
Yes. The booster is tailored to what we are seeing circulating now. We likely will see this as an annual COVID shot, just like the flu shot.
So, doctor, instead of trying to make a vaccine, why don't we talk about preventative lifestyle choices and early treatments?
Yeah, those are really important. Living a healthy lifestyle, being as healthy as you can be, that's really the where to start when we're thinking about health. It's not medications, and they do have their role. Vaccines are an example of a medication. They do have their role, but helping people get back to being healthy, right? To putting good food in their body as much as possible, the vegetables, the fruits, reducing the processed foods that are so common in our diet, and moving, like moving your butt, you know, you walk, run, swim, basketball, whatever it is, roller skating. We were roller skating the other weekend for one of my boys' birthday parties. Just keep moving your butt and staying active and getting sunshine. That's really where we need to start as a country, talking about health, instead of looking outside at whether it's vaccines or medications that are being pushed on television. Those are not the primary places where you find good health.
So doctor, we're seeing this ramp up. We're seeing the federal government start to buy more and more COVID supplies. Your book is all about transcending fear. Give us some window into the psychology of fear and how tyrants use fear to hold on to their power.
Yeah. So it's actually, people often think about fear as being something that lives in the mind, but it's actually something that lives in the body. And the body and the mind and the spirit and our energy and our chi, it's all connected. And so trying to get out of fear through the mind is actually futile, because that's probably the smallest piece. The greatest piece is really what's happening within each and every one of us. And especially, it's a little wild, but especially with chi and meridians and energy, that's the core place where you experience, where fear lives, and where you find resistance to fear. I mentioned I worked with a Navy SEAL to help me get that stuff out of my body. And that was a wonderful, priceless experience for me. I think that there are a lot of different programs and different ideas out there. And I think as long as you're doing something that you feel is helping you move in the right direction, that's a great place to be in. But it's not just up here. It lives inside of us. That's where the points for manipulation are. And that's exactly what we're seeing, is manipulation of our beings to fall into this fear narrative. And it's ugly and it's annoying.
When you hear that we must live in fear, that there's a widespread panic, just your advice is to center yourself and purge any of the negativity and try to understand that there is maybe a spiritual component to all this?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, reconnect with nature. Walk outside, feel that sun, exercise, move your body, you know, do the things that bring you joy. That's how you get back to yourself and out of the crazy world that they're trying to spin for you and get you to participate in and enroll in, you know, disenroll from those narratives that they are so invested and set in getting you to participate in. It's very important. We're all going to be happier that way.
Very good. Check out the book, Transcend Fear, by Dr. Joseph Ladapo. Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks, Charlie.
A tyrant needs a rolling crisis. But if we don't comply, if we resist, we might be able to cut off this cascade of interventions. Masks lead to lockdown, or the panic goes to masks, lockdowns, mail-in ballots. Maybe if we say no at the beginning, maybe we can stop this garbage from taking over the country. We need mass civil disobedience. Mass civil disobedience. Do not wear the mask. Do not listen. Resist. Resist, resist. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thank you so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.